Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. It's rare to find a person who embodies a nation's past, present, and future. Our guest does. He's Dr. John Hope Franklin, one of the world's most distinguished American historians. Dr. Franklin has also spent most of his long life deeply involved in the American civil rights struggle. For both, President Clinton awarded Dr. Franklin America's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now 90 years old, what concerns Dr. Franklin is America's future, both at home and in the world. He sees vast numbers of people in the world who hate the U.S. and protest against the current U.S. president, whom they judge to be unfair, a president many believe is not saying or doing things in the best interest of the people of the world. Dr. Franklin says this is not the image most Americans want to convey. True to form, Dr. Franklin wants us all to study what has happened, then act on what we learn, especially our young people who must live with the consequences of today's mistakes.
We need to stop and ask ourselves, what is we're doing wrong and what is it we're doing right? And how are we going to be certain that what we do is on the right track? People don't just dislike us because we are us. They dislike us because of what we do and what we do to them.
Dr. John Hope Franklin is among America's most admired historians, scholars, teachers, and civil rights activists. In his autobiography, Mirror to America, Dr. Franklin looks back over 90 years, including his role in the momentous Supreme Court decision, Brown versus the Board of Education. He's an alumnus of Fisk University, earned his PhD at Harvard in 1941, had a stellar academic career, and is now emeritus professor at Duke University. Dr. Franklin is widely published, served his profession as president of all three of its major historical associations, has received countless awards from around the world, and chaired President Clinton's initiative on race. Bill Russell and I were honored when Dr. Franklin accepted our invitation to join us in conversation, and we were delighted when he agreed to record the program before an audience of high school students at the Atlanta Public Schools' exciting new schools at Carver. There was no question, a memorable experience awaited us all. Dr. John Hope Franklin, I find language, the human's great tool, always enchants me. So as I was thinking, where in the world would one begin in conversation with John Hope Franklin, I thought, well, go to the language. And the name John Hope Franklin said to me we should start with that sense of hopefulness and look toward a lifetime's experience of exploring the American experience as an historian. Do you get up in the morning rejoicing in the fact that your name embodies hope?
Yes, I'm pleased to be John Hope Franklin. And although it's come to embody hope for me, and I hope for others, I also was named for a man by the name of Hope, who was a professor at Roger Williams University in Nashville, Tennessee, in the late 1890s, in the early years of this century, when he taught my mother and my father in his classes. Later, he went to Atlanta Baptist College, and my father followed him there and became his student, and he graduated from Atlanta Baptist College that would later be called Morehouse College. When my mother and my father married a few years later, they decided that they would name their first son for my father, but they would name the second son for John Hope. And so they endowed me with a name that I'm proud of because he was an illustrious and distinguished leader and educator. But I'm proud of it also because it does symbolize for me a brighter future than any of us has had. So we hope for the better, and I use that to remind myself that things can get better. I hope they will get better.
Listening to you say that reminds me of something that Winston Churchill said during the course of the Second World War when England was being ruthlessly attacked by the Nazis. And he said, never give up, never give up, never give up. And I think of that both in terms of what you're saying now, but also in terms of your autobiography. There is a consistency, not only in your life, but in that of your parents, and I think even your grandparents, that it was a stunning willingness to face up to injustice. A level, there's a level of bravery in that. That I think most of us have forgotten about. That most of us, we talk about heroes and we talk about bravery, but a lot of our heroes are celebrities. And you and your family, all of you, in various ways, were consistently standing up to specifically racial discrimination, the racism of America. And you have done a great deal in your life to document that, but also to turn it back.
That two-part approach to life is very important for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've always had that feeling that although things might be rough and tough, that they can be overcome, and that one therefore never gives up hope. But you can't just sit around and hope. You have to do something about it. You have to be prepared, you have to be determined, you have to be willing to subject yourself even to humiliation, even to embarrassment, but keeping in mind all the time that you can overcome whatever the difficulties are. There were times when I was so discouraged, but not discouraged enough to give up. And it was at that point that I had to remember what my mother said to me, what my father said to me. My mother used to say, if you do your best, the angels can't do any better. She said, but always do your best. And my father would say, I don't care if you're not going to be a lawyer. When I decided I was going to be a historian, I told him that I was going to be a historian, not a lawyer.
And he was a lawyer.
And my father said to me, I'm not disturbed that you are not going to be a lawyer. I would be disturbed if you were not going to be good at whatever you're going to be. He said, so if you're going to be a historian, just make certain that you are the best historian that you can be. And if you do that, I will be happy.
This is Dr. John Hope Franklin. It is our honor and pleasure to be with him at the New Schools of Carver in Atlanta, Georgia. We'll all be back in just a moment. Please be with us when we return.